world of gold is instruments of creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
By the grace of God, it doesn't matter what has happened. Let's look forward to what will happen. Do you get the point? When he placed with one of our sisters one day, we were discussing. And I told her something. I said, this and this is what, you see. The next question is, why? I went back home thinking. The person that did something, did it, is not asking me why. Is that my problem? And I realized that why is the best question to ask in your life. Why of your existence? Why are you here? Why do you go to where you are going? Why are you sitting down? All these questions. Why do you need to eat? So if you are not asking why, then I don't want to say another thing. But learn to ask why. Eh? Do you get the point? So when Jesus made the last pronouncement, he died. Then he made another last pronouncement and he was taken to heaven. So let's deal with that one. We have seen what happened to our trouble. It's finished. So then I'll look at what happened to our lives. Acts chapter 1. I'll read 8 verses. What question do I say you should learn to ask? Why of anything? From verse 1. Hallelujah. Jesus said it is finished. God. See the trouble finished. The former treatise of I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days since. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father had put in his power. Verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the head. Amen. I say amen. What you want to hear tonight is not new. But I trust God, you will hear it in a new way. The Holy Spirit. Since Jesus could not succeed without the Holy Spirit, no man can find fulfillment without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what we are here for tonight. He is called the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, and whatever are those names. But the question is this. One of our brother asked me a question one day. He said, many people who speak in tongues, do they really have the Holy Ghost? I said, yes, they have. It's one thing to have the Holy Ghost, it's another thing for the Holy Ghost to have you. The trouble we have today is that many of us have the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost never have us. Are we following? Now, how many of us are, I know you practice that, you, before you become a child of God, you did that. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. How many of you made that confession? It's true. When you ask him to come into your heart, he comes. But at the same time, Jesus is asking you, you too, come to my heart. Many of us, we have Jesus in our heart, but Jesus never have us in his heart. This is the problem. Are we still here? Huh? It's okay. We are going gradually. When you receive Jesus into your life, you are born again. But when Jesus receives you into his heart, you are glorified. Many are born again today, they have not experienced the glorification which God ordained for our lives. Please follow. Now, Jesus said, for you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be my evidence. You shall be my witness. That anywhere they see you, they will see him. That's the essence of that. And I came to realize that the power of God is beyond healing. It's not limited to healing alone. There are things that when confronted with God's power, he bows without even talking. Yes. Because we must be able to take advantage. One thing I trust God for that. I don't want to get to heaven and God will tell me that I think you left behind, that you left, that you left. You didn't. You know, that would be a regret that is not good. And then listen to me. None of you will regret. Now, this matter I want to share is very important. You see, when God speaks to a man, God does not speak to man's body. Because man is not a body. When God speaks to a man, God does not speak to man's soul. Because man is not a soul. When God speaks to a man, he speaks to his spirit. Please, bear me out. Am I communicating, please? Mm-hmm. Listen. You will see that all of us are here now bodily, right? But, you know, without your spirit, your body will not be here. Something has to drag your spirit and drag your body to this place, which is your spirit. That's your real person. Now, if God decides to say, okay, he's taking me away. You see this body here with shoe and suit and everything. With gray hair is there. But the real mass, what happened? By and by, you say that it has gone. So the one you are burying in casket, actually is not the man. The reason why you have to bury human body in casket is because they are from the dust. They will go back to the dust. Am I communicating? So, but when we mistake, we don't understand where God speaks to, it becomes a problem. That's what I want to share with us. Now, to those who are in an organization working, they will understand it better. We always ask a boss. Is that true? And we always ask an assistant. Do you understand? Then you have the workers. If the boss and the assistant work in close relationship, what happens to the workers? They will literally follow. Mm-hmm. Now I've come. Your spirit is meant to be the boss. Your soul is meant to be the assistant. Your body is meant to be the worker. So when your soul, which is your assistant, is not working in harmony with your spirit, your body will not follow. That has been the problem of the world. Glory to God. What happened to Adam after the fall is that his body and his soul, his soul refused to follow his spirit. His soul decided to follow his body. Huh? Okay, may I ask you a question? Have you ever sit down one day, a thought come to do something, another thought say don't do it, and I say, huh? Okay, now let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a thought to pray, and you were not able to pray? You know, what happened that day is that your spirit wants to pray, your body doesn't want. Then your soul follow the body. The greatest restoration, listen to me, the greatest restoration is the restoration of your soul into harmony with your spirit. Do you understand my point? Hear me again. The greatest restoration that can ever happen, that will ever happen to any man on earth, is that his soul is restored into harmony with his spirit. When that happens to any life, fulfillment is starting. Victory is sure. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have prayed before? Say, Lord, show me what you want me to do. Okay, you didn't pray that. No problem. You have ever prayed before, Lord, show me what is happening. You have done that. Uh-huh. You know, at the end of the day, he didn't show you. Do you know why? You miss a step. Before God will show you anything, he first make you. If we escape the making, you will escape the showing. I come again. You see, ba? Do you remember when Jesus called the apostle, the first four, the first two, what did he say? Follow me and I will do what? I will show you. No. He said, follow me, I will lead you. Okay, follow me, I will show you. What did he say? Follow me, I will make you. And the making that God was talking and Jesus was speaking of is the making of your soul to be in harmony with your spirit. When that happens, anything can happen. Listen, please, let's go to Psalm 23. Very powerful psalm. The choir dressed very wonderfully today. Very wonderful. Hallelujah. I said that so that nobody will close eyes. That they will listen. Because this message is very important. Hallelujah. All of you are dressed wonderfully today. Okay, if you are with me, raise your hands to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, Psalm 23, let's take from verse 1. was not from man, was not from Mary. You see, two things were joined together, my soul and my spirit. Do you get the point? Now, anywhere your spirit is going that your soul is not going, it can't go. If the problem we are facing now, as God's children, is the fight. Eh? Our spirit is fighting to hold our soul, our body is fighting to hold our soul. How many of you have got to pray? You pray one day, you tired in the place of prayer. Do you know why? Your soul don't follow. No grief follow your spirit. Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
Eh? How many of you have found before you are thinking or you got tired? How about in the presence of God, no tiredness now?
Yes.
Tiredness is swallow up. So when you pray and you are tired, it means not be your spirit pray. It means your spirit and your soul no grief. Do you understand the point? Because in God's presence, every weakness will be swallowed up. Trouble are swallowed up.
Yes.
Diseases are swallowed up.
Yes.
In the presence of God. Now, prayer is not asking God to do something. Prayer is simply practicing the presence of God. Prayer is practicing the presence of God. You are not with me again. So when the presence of God take over a life, the presence of God take over him now. You know, already the presence of God has taken over his spirit. Because his spirit and the Holy Ghost are one and the same. But the problem now, why the presence of God has not taken over his body? Because his soul is yet to agree fully with his spirit. How could somebody just walk like this? His shadow hit people. What do you think happened? The presence of God in his spirit take over his soul and take over his body. That's why he just walked. They said the shadow hit. Now, how did he get to that point? That's where I'm going tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Luke chapter 1. Say, Rosemary. Wear a cap like Rosemary. You know, Luke chapter 1. I want us to check that Rosemary. The Mary in the Bible. Eh? That carried Jesus for 9 months. That woman tried. To carry God. And when he got to Elizabeth's place, as she greeted Elizabeth, the baby leaped for joy. Because anywhere the presence of God comes, devil must clear. Enough for all the religious something. I don't want to follow all the religious kind of something. No. Don't do it. Are you in Luke chapter 1? But I'm coming back to our psalm. No worry, I didn't forget. Luke chapter 1. Let's go to 46 and 47. Very powerful statement. Whatever we do in the flesh does not profit God anything. God wants all everything to be done in the spirit. And Mary said, my soul, do I magnify the Lord? My soul do. Let the next verse. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Soul and spirit, you can't separate them. But the issue is, when God redeemed us, Jesus never redeemed our soul, he only redeemed our spirit. When you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you are only speaking to your spirit. That only affects your spirit. I am the redeemer of the Lord. He's talking of your spirit. Do you understand my point? So when you get this, you understand spirit, soul, and body, your Christian journey becomes smooth. See? My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced. Look at that thing. Hath rejoiced. It means what is in the spirit of Mary has taken over her soul. The deposit, the fullness of God is in our spirit, but our soul has not agreed. That is why I say many of us, we have the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost never have us. When the Holy Ghost has you, your spirit, your soul will agree with your spirit. This is the key we are dealing with. Now, let's now go to our Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The first thing he does, he maketh me. He maketh me. He maketh me to lie down. He maketh me. When Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. Follow me, I will make you. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Then he leadeth me beside the sea water. Then what next? He restored my soul into harmony with my spirit. When that happens in any life, forget it. You will see trouble, you will take trouble, you cannot do anything here. You will see challenge, you will challenge your challenge. You will see doubt, you will dissolve your doubt. He restored my soul. Then he leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, so I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The presence of God. So prayer is not asking God, give me this or do this one. When you carry the presence of God, those things will literally be done. One is for you, he has one is for you. Victory, all round victory. That will be your loss.
Amen.
That will be your portion.
Amen.
That will be your testimony.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, he maketh me, he leadeth me, he restored. He restored. You see, but doubt is not in your spirit. Doubt is in your soul. Maybe you don't understand me. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit, they are not two spirits. They are one. Say my spirit and the Holy Spirit is one spirit. You see, but God will understand. You see, but the language of the spirit is not English. The language of the spirit is not Yoruba. Neither is it German. The language of the spirit is tongue. And only the spirit will talk to spirit. When the power came upon them, what did they do? And they began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. It means the tongue you are uttering is the Holy Ghost that sent it to you. Well, I don't understand what I'm saying. You don't need to understand it. The person that did not understand what you are saying is not your spirit. It is your soul. Because your spirit understands all things. Oh my God, you are not with me. Say, my spirit understands all things.
My spirit understands all things.
Let me show you, because sometimes when we talk, we think maybe this one. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Now, your spirit has an unction from the Holy One. It means the same anointing that Jesus had, you have in your spirit. And your spirit knows all things. But the problem now, your soul refused to agree with your spirit to bring those things out. You have the deposit in you. Mysterious. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. There are prayers for today. I mean, God's children today that I didn't find them in the Bible. I can't find them. I don't know where those things originated from. Let my Goliath die. David didn't pray. He killed. Did he do see David praying? Did he pray that Goliath should die? No. And symbolically, Goliath represents Satan. See, there are lots of things I see today. Again, they will gather again, let my King Uzziah die. Excuse me, Isaiah never prayed that. And Isaiah didn't say, King Uzziah. He said, in the year, he was making a reference. Because if King Uzziah was a bad king, he won't come out in the genealogy of Jesus. Give me Matthew chapter 1. So let's check genealogies. Because some of you now, you have used prayer to kill your helper. Who tell you you have King Uzziah? Is there any Uzziah in your family? We just capture something that doesn't exist. Sorry, but it is a truth. Give me verse 8. Matthew 1:8. Instead of you to... And Asa begat Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Uzziah. If this king was a wicked one, it won't come in the genealogy of Jesus. King Uzziah sucked the law in the day of Zechariah, who had the understanding of the vision of God, and he prospered. He made inventory every year. If we read 2 Chronicles 23, these are things. But today, instead of you to begin to commune with God in your spirit and let your soul agree, it is your soul that says you have King Uzziah, your spirit know that you never have it. Sorry, but that's the truth. Sorry if I'm offending you. Let's check the Bible, please. Don't go by what people say. Go by what God said. Hello? Okay, may I ask you a question? Since you have been praying that prayer, how many King Uzziah have died? See, let me tell you the truth. Those whom God used, those whom God prayed for too, they are the people that really seek that God should have them. They seek that God should have them. They seek that God should have them. Because when God has you are no longer existing. And when you are not existing, and God is not existing in you, is there any King Uzziah that can stop God from moving? Therefore, whatever stands as hindrance to your greatness is out of the way now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples, the day of Pentecost, they began. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I never read where they say, and they stop. They began, they never stop. They began, they never stop. Even though when you are done today, you have your rest, tomorrow when you wake up again, what do? You began. Because Spirit speak to spirit. Spirit speak to spirit. Look at the phone I'm reading now. No, listen to me. And they began to speak in other tongues. Something changed their vocal. And the vocal you are speaking today, that you are uttering today, must pass through from your spirit, it must pass through your soul to be uttered. So, the reason why many are filled with the Holy Ghost, but they never speak in tongues. Do you know why? Their souls say, no way. No,
That's the trouble.
You are not with me. Let me tell you. The day your spirit succeeded in swallow up your soul, you will see some breakthrough you have never experienced in life. You know, some are just, okay, they pray in tongues, they speak in tongues, they never, your speaking in tongues is wonderful, but you must know that you are communicating with God. You must pray in tongues to a point whereby you see God in your front. This is the point I'm going. Jesus prayed, the altar of his container was altar. Ah, that's serious. It's not the longevity, it's not the longevity or the long hour of prayer that matters. It's the intensity. It's the intensity. Christ in me, the hope of glory, good. For I in Christ made the glory a reality. Some believe Christ in me. They never believe they are in Christ. You will see if you read the New Testament everywhere, in Christ, in Him, in this. You just hear that. Keep hearing that. Keep hearing that. Which is very important. Now listen. The Almighty God, the Holy Ghost in your spirit, agree now. Then, He wants to come out. You know, it doesn't force anybody. It doesn't force things done. God will never do anything on earth without the cooperation of man. Yes. But let me read it for you. He that is joined to the law is one spirit. Is that your Bible? Now, a child of God, spirit, is one spirit with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 17. Now, we're going there. Because I would like us to do some practical matter here today. Be serious. He asked Kitikuma, he said, anyone can have the anointing here if you can pay the price. I've been asking God for the price for the past 15 years. What is the price? Say the price is yieldedness. You yield. Which part of me must yield? My soul must yield to the Spirit. Do you get the point? You will see now, if we are alone, you begin to pray. Eh? You got tired on time. True? Agree? Eh? And maybe after 1 hour, you open, hungry. Abi, you desire to take a fast for just a day. Then you will see before 10, stomach begin to turn you. Is that true? With some terrible headache. Is that true? If you understand the things of the spirit, you will say, soul and body, you must cooperate. I am the boss. You are not the boss. Your body should be your slave, not your boss. You know, a servant or a slave serves the master. So your body should serve your spirit. Whatever your spirit desires, your body must follow. He said, I put my body under. I does that. My spirit does that. Excuse me. You are not a disadvantage, yo. It's just there are some little things you need to know and take steps. And I said, look. When you talk about God's understanding and God's knowing, the more you understand God, the more responsibility comes from you. Yes. You will arrive tonight. You see, this matter is very easy. There are things we struggle with. It is because our soul has not fully agreed with our spirit. When that happens, I tell you, you see some things just happen. Do you get the point I'm raising? Don't regret of anything. This is a new day. Do you understand my point? You can't do anything with your past, but you can do something with your present, which will guarantee your colossus tomorrow. Do you get the point I'm raising? It's so serious now. Sometimes I saw, I love people, I love men, I just love them. But there are some prayer book they give you that will not help your life. Do you hear what I say now? There are some prayer book they give you, some prayer point there doesn't have anything to do with your destiny. But you keep praying it. I didn't see any prayer book in the Bible. But we follow. See, look, if you understand it, it will help your life. But the men, let's go to chapter 2 of us. Let me read it for so that we'll be able to deal with this matter very well before we stand up. Hallelujah. From verse 1, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Something happened to them that day. They obeyed, they waited. The key to sustaining, to sustainable anointing is wait. Waiting. I'm not saying you are waiting for the Holy Ghost to come. Holy Ghost has already come. You don't wait for him. But you wait. So that your soul will be swallowed up by your spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and a sat upon each of them. There's something happened. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. They began, they never stopped. The heart of apostles is the heart of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. They began, they never stopped. See, it's so serious. If I walk Katikuma, a woman, he said, but the only thing he knew is ye deadness. If your profession is a different profession, you may not surrender to that level. But please surrender. As you are praying in the Holy Ghost, divine idea comes to your spirit. God shows you. And when you pick those ideas and work with it, you will see success. This is the key. It's so serious. Now, listen. They began. As the Holy Ghost, the Spirit gave the utterance. It means the Holy Ghost will not speak in tongues for you. He supplies you utterance. He expects you to release the utterance. He supplies you with utterance. But he expects you to utter the utterance. But I've never done it for 1 hour. Start with 10 minutes. Make it a daily practice. It will shock you. The level. Sometimes you get to some places, you know it will shock you. Thank God though, I waited for that 15 minutes. Thank God I did it for that 10 minutes. But my profession didn't warrant me. There is no profession that doesn't warrant 1 hour of prayer in a day. None of you work 23 hours in a day. 1 hour, you can divide it. As you make a regular practice, when you begin to practice God's presence, you will be shocked at the level of victory you will experience. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. They never stopped. They began. Some of us can gather together with our friend and talk for 1 hour, but you left him. Do you know why some of your friends doesn't take your word serious? Your word is not clothed with power. And the said of Jesus, and his word was with power. Do you know why? He communicated with God before communicating with men. Hours with God, we made meanings with men effective. Say, they don't obey me. I know why. See, let me tell you, trouble will never finish. Trouble is every day, everywhere. There is no nation in the world that there is no trouble. But when you have higher power, the lower power must bow. Christianity is beyond going to church and sitting down. No, no. There is something saying that you will become my witness. You will become my witness, evidence that of a truth. I can see this one. They told of Peter and John that they are being, they saw their bones. They are evidence. You will become an evidence of it. The reason why he gave us the Holy Ghost so that we will become is evidence. Is evidence. It was the one we're studying all the revival books and all that thing. One of them got to one place. He put his sack like our sister. He got to that. He drew his cap like. At the reception of a organization. I drew his leg like this. They started laughing. He didn't talk. He just do like this. They were laughing. Oh, 200 people repented that day. He didn't make a statement. He was just, you know what? He has been, he's drunk. How one man of God share his experience with us practically. He said, when he read that, he went straight somewhere. He stood before people, nothing happened. He said, Lord, why? He said, do you know where that man is coming from? Eh? Say, do you know where they are coming from? You wake up from Antana. He said, this man wake up from my presence. He's already practicing my presence. The person they were looking at there that need them to be repenting is the presence of God, not man. You're not understanding. I'm getting. Now, the late apostle of the Bible, another went somewhere. They were five in number. They got to that house, like our sister house. I will say, we want to come and greet you. Husband and wife. They say, okay, we are cooking. Wait to eat. They waited. About 20 minutes, the food was done. They served them food. They now say, no, they served them food though. Baba Allah should bless the food. Father, thank you for the food. The man lay down 3 days. He never ate the food. And sure sat in that house. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for every minute. Thank you for every second. Hallelujah. 3 days he was there. Those men seek God until God have them. Today we are seeking God in order to have something. The men of old, ancient men seek God in order for God to have them. In those days, doesn't buy land. You get to any city, you say, is there any forbidden forest here? You say, see that forest? It's forbidden. Now, wishes and wizards get there, it will go there. 7 days, they will run out. They say, take it. Why? They were walking as God. They walk like God. God, Jesus said, you are God. Let the godliness in you come out. That's the point we are raising. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon and you shall become my witness. Enough of failure, friends. Enough of failure. Yes. Seeking God for God to have you will make you to have things. And you know, you have all it takes for God to have it. You have it all. How many of you don't have mouth here? You have mouth. Already, if you are born again, the Holy Ghost is in your spirit. Then, receive the Holy Ghost and things begin. That's where the work is. If you want to pray, the spirit will say, your body will say, look, be careful. You know, last week we were in the village. A village. From person asked us, when are you going to see? Early as possible tomorrow when we are leaving. And on our way coming back, we're just talking. I said, look, you don't see Jeep. See trailer park. Now trailer park, he just park, he's not even moving. And he go and hit the trailer. Who is spoil? Now, witches and wizards and all those demonic something, they say they fly to somewhere. There are some places when they fly to, that's the end of their flight. There are some certain things you don't see. There are some certain when they say, hey, demon, which demon are you talking about? Jesus said, greater is he that is in you than the devil that is outside. But because he didn't bring it out, they don't come home. Who tell you? Where did they come from? Who is speaking? It's your soul, not your spirit. Your soul speaks fear. Your spirit speaks faith. Huh? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. It is in the presence of God that God shows you things. He shows you things. He will be showing you things. I beg you. And the secret of this empowerment I'm talking about is waiting. See, wait. You know the flesh doesn't like waiting. Huh? Hey, you are not with me. He doesn't like waiting. But the ancient man understood something. Psalm 40 verse 1. My soul waits patiently for the Lord. My soul waits patiently for the Lord. My soul waited. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Wait. One of the powerful scriptures that I love is Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Ha! Wait. Waiting. Waiting. Some person, they only pray when trouble comes. No! Prayer is not meant to attack problem. Prayer is practicing the presence of God. Prayer is practicing the presence of God. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It means the Spirit has unlimited utterance to give them. But they can limit the utterance if they refuse to keep uttering the utterances. Somebody just command, you are here. Ah. No. It's not just command. It's coming from somewhere. Maybe possibly the sick he command to be here. He saw it when God showed him when he was praying. It's serious. Jesus is our perfect example. He is the Son of God. He is God himself, but he did something continuously. He prayed. Say he prayed. You know what I did to my answer this is? Eh? You see this answer? Eh? If you want to go far with God, don't marry your answer to. Divorce your answer. That was a sign. I want to know what is going on in Nigeria. I said, one day, 1 hour gone. Yeah. I checked my 1 hour. I didn't learn my lesson. Another day, I picked it up. The Holy Ghost didn't drop it. I dropped it. But my mind didn't drop it. No, I'm telling you. You see, let me tell you the truth. Something are very wonderful, but they are wonderful distractions. I don't know. If truly you want God to have you, there are something you must reduce your activity from. I say, it's serious. I'm not saying no use answer. Use it for what? But do you know this thing? This Facebook matter. You can be checking Facebook, pictures and other things for 1 hour, 2 hours. How many of you have been there before? I know you will keep quiet as if I'm not talking now. How many of you have been there? Good and fine. But may I tell you the truth? Sorry, oh, don't be offended. Human being like you manufacture answers. What have you manufactured? Someone sent me a message one day, said, the message up to 3 or 4 days, I didn't even check. So I said, yes. Because checking answers always about my ministry. Sorry. It's very important. I'm not against that. We used to communicate, we used to send messages, but there are some distraction in answers. I don't know whether if clearly you understand my point. Yeah. It won't help. It will not help. And you don't want it the moment you start checking, they keep coming. Abi, you open this one, they show you another, that one is very captivating, you want to read it. Is that what I'm saying to do? I divorce it. Me and you? What is PDD doing? What is APC saying? Is that my problem? No. I left them. Do you get the point? Do you know I can know what they are saying in the place of prayer? Elisha was in Jordan, knowing what they are doing in another nation. God was showing him. Ancient men, they agree with ancient God. But we modern people. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Do you know you are the savior of your family? And if the savior of the family fail, what happened to the family? You will not fail. And your family will not fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I read in my Bible, it says, you are the light of the world. What does light do? Light gives direction. It means God sees you as a person that should be giving direction to your world. But today, our world are giving direction to us. You ought not to be so. He ought not to be so. I reject it for you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Can I have a share? Give me one seat. This is the key. Do we see that if you do like this, and you begin, you will see the first thing that your body will tell you, your knee is paining you. Is that true? Eh? The next thing that's on, you want to say, who is calling? Oh, how many of us have experienced it? May I tell you again, you cannot be looking unto God and be looking at yourself at the same time. No one, you have 2 eyes. One cannot be looking at your front and one will be looking at your side at the same time. Please, don't kill your destiny. God wants to have you so that he can glorify himself through your life. Give him space. This is the key. And I realize that life is spiritual. Life is what? It's not physical. Thank you. Life is what? Spiritual. When you win the battle in the spirit, you will win in the physical. And let me tell you, the people you see in the world today, if they don't belong to God, they belong to something. And these are the people you are contending with. Some of them, they never sleep in the night. And you wake up from sleep, you started making confession. Confession that really comes and become effective is not the confession that comes from your head. It's not the confession that comes from the pages of the Bible. It is the confession that originates from your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, The man speaking is serious. This is Johnny. It's a journey. It's a serious journey. You won't fail again. No. Don't say, am I not to do it? That's why you have the Holy Ghost. He will empower you to do it. He will empower you to do it. This is the key I'm raising. But they say something to everyone. They say, this man doesn't pray. They are making, they know they pray. I say, no, we don't do this kind of prayer. That's not the prayer. Do you know how many hours have gone before a meeting? There's a point you get to with God. You won't like to leave it. Yes, sir. A man was with God for 40 good days. No hungry. That must be God. And when he came down, his face was so radiant that the Israelites could not look at the face of Moses under the Old Testament. In the New Testament, what's supposed to happen? Something great is supposed to happen. But we are too carried away with many things. Call prayer meeting. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. They say, they didn't show me my problem. Your problem is the problem of your not praying. Nobody come on this, eh? Do I used to see vision? I say, I will see the vision of Jesus for you. I don't see vision until God shows me. No man of God see vision, but God show them. You can't see more than what God shows you. Do you understand my point? Those who are gifted in that area that God has graced them, glory to God. But let me tell you the truth. Do you know the reason why vision of wishes, wisdom of wizards are many in the churches today? Because they lost the senses. If they tabernacle with God, they won't see such vision for them. Hello? Those who wishes and wizards want to kill, they are outside the church. If they understand. In the day of Pentecost, after that day, you see what was happening there, me? They put them in prison. The angel came in the night, opened the prison, and go out. In the same world. Today, if they arrest any one of us now, we will call all the people we know. Please, oh, I'm in so police station. No! What is the problem? They release their soul to their spirit. They release their soul to their spirit. Their soul obey the command of their spirit. Their soul obey the command of their spirit. When that happened, the body have no option than to follow. Do you understand the point I'm raising? Kedeguma soul say, demon, leave that body now. And the demon left. This is how Jesus did it. With slow voice. But we shout. It doesn't happen. Demon does not listen to shout. He listens to God's presence. Demon doesn't fear shout. He fears God's presence. One day, I wanted to have a retreat. The first day, I saw one big boy in a very bad place. He came out. I said, you are welcome here because you are gone. No? As I begin to pray, your presence must swallow my soul
and it will swallow my body, this boy must bed. The second desert, that was there. I didn't see it again.
Do you understand my point? Your spirit will not feel God's presence because it doesn't work with feeling, but also feel. That's a level of radiation you feel that you know that something has happened. So within one office, in the office one day, a woman came with a trouble. He just sat down. We have not talked about that. The thing disappeared. Ah, see, power is there. It is where it is. Tap into it. Tap into it. The molestation in the society is too much. Failure is too much. It's not your portion. But you must rise. You must take responsibility. I'm charging you this morning. Because we are still going to pray. That woman challenged me. You know when I watched one of his documentaries? Men of God, men. The woman was just passing like this. When they do like this, they fell down. Cry. I said, man, I won't leave that place until the same unction rests up. Say the secret is yieldedness. It will be in a place sometimes a whole week. By the time he comes out again, you see him. You know we eat too much. Our mouth no they stop. Granite knee, sweet knee, binchy knee. Oh, let's just go. No! I'm not against your eating, please. But sometimes you deny it. So that God will help you. Eh? Retreat. Sometimes retreat. You see, one thing I say, you see, you know, say, bless a day that wait for the Lord. Bless, empower a day that wait for the Lord. Eh? Empower a day that wait for the Lord. Isaiah 30 verse 18, see. Bless a day that wait for the Lord. Huh? The second message, I will show you this spirit, soul, and body matter so that you go on with something great. I don't have food to eat. Is that your problem? Food. Food. The highest, I don't think food reach 2 days in your body before it go away. Are you a family of brother Esau? No, sir. You are not. Look at what he says. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Blessed and empowered to succeed are all they that wait for him. It could be 1 hour, but that 1 hour should be focused on God. It could be 30 minutes. It could be 2 hours. It depends on your schedule. If not, see, the power we are contending with outside is serious. 6 months ago, nobody thought that we can face this challenge we face in Nigeria. I'm not a fool. But we face it. And so we'll be out of it. Yes! We'll be out of it by the grace of God. But to let you know that all these things, nobody thought that COVID-19 can come. He came. And he has passed. Do you know one thing I've read in my Bible? And it came to pass. The reason why challenges come to you so that it can pass. And it came. So whatever challenge that is coming to you now is coming to pass. And Jesus said, and it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It means every negativity coming to you is coming to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But he said, blessed are all they that wait for him. A powerful politician were talking one day. So I said, those who have billions of naira, what are they still looking for money? He said, Oga, may I ask you a question? I know you very well. Why are you still fasting and praying? That was all. He anchored me immediately. As they don't want their money to disappear, I don't want my God to disappear. Practicing the presence of God. There are some battles you don't even know about. You see, the thing now is over. See, listen to me. The Christianity that God, Jesus established is like different from what we are practicing today. House of 30 prayer points today. Give me shoe, give me hand, give me toe, give me this. But share the apostle prayer point. See them. They were coming with something. And when they come out, they say, hey, this man that turned the world upside down, they are here again. They put them into prison, in prison, and the Holy Ghost, they open the prison and just go out. Go and stand in the temple and speak to these people all the rest of this life. We cannot but to speak the thing which we have seen and heard. What kind of thing is it? To obey God or to obey men? Judge ye. Who granted that boldness? There is boldness in practicing the presence of God. See, so serious. A prayer meeting. No. Prayer should be daily. Continuously. You know, the apostle made a commitment. That is it. Ask this for. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We will continually. It means they will give themselves continually to practicing the presence of God and to minister. I tell people, reading your Bible to go and preach, you are doing yourself disfavor. One scripture passage that God will show you where you are praying, that landed in your spirit. Oh my God. In the next 1 month, we may not finish it. Just one. But I want to go and preach. Okay, I'm preparing for message. I'm preparing for message. You carry Bible concordance, Bible dictionary. What are you doing? Are you a secretary to the church? Are you a scribe? And it's where they said was with power. But where did Jesus got his word with power? Presence of God. Psalm 40. Luke chapter 4, verse 32 and 36. It's serious. I know this is a deliverance to someone now. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit, and they come out. Yeah. I do know one thing. As he is, so are we. Your spirit. Wake up. There are things they must not name with you anymore. Anywhere you land from now, you must be a solution. You must be a solution provider.
Somebody is going to come and threaten me now. We'll make sure you didn't arrive to where you are going to be. Stay at the road.
We kill you and re-kill you there. And move.
In those days, they say, which is the only block road. So the vehicle is on my side, not this one. Not. You know when we had our accident the other time, when we are coming from somewhere, we now make a public announcement the second year that we are coming again. The first time we went there, we didn't make an announcement. The second one, we now make, in fact, enough announcement that we are coming again. No? And we went, we came back. We had a challenge yesterday, go back today. Then you come back with it. Are you with me now? It's your soul that tell you that wishes and wizard is stronger than the spirit that is in you, not your spirit. We must knock out some things. Do you understand my point? But the moment your soul agree with your spirit, oh my God. You know, the Holy Ghost speak to your spirit. You say, yes, this is who I am. Am I communicating now? Huh? Get it right before you go to. The second message, part of this morning, will be dealing with spirit, soul, and body. I will explain it very well to you. You will now know where your challenge is. Eh? Oh God, deliver me. He has already delivered you. What put you in bondage is your soul, not God. Look. Listen, they are two things now. They were born again, the Holy Ghost, that's all. Then the word of God, we were going everywhere. Do we have complete Bible now? Do you know in the day of the apostles, they didn't have complete Bible? Eh? They were using the Old Testament. All what Brother Paul wrote by the Spirit of God is from the, he extracted them from the Old Testament. Now we have the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Revelation. Ah! You must arise. I tell you, I'm here tonight to wake you up. Yeah. There's a great potential within you that needs to be. The day I read in my Bible that direction is in my spirit. Yeah. See, direction is in my spirit. Lord, give me direction. God says direction is in your spirit already. Bring it out. Oh, you mean see my spirit is there? Excuse me. Why should I be looking for what is my spirit in heaven? You know, some of us, when we are praying, we look up. I see what you are asking God for, we jump from sky. No, sir, it's in your spirit. Look down. You know, we debunk one toe. God will deliver me. Only God. My mom, we know this thing. They were singing. Oh no, calm down and manifest yourself. I say, for where? The Lord that is in your spirit says, you come down. Come down from where? Allow him to break forth. No, their faces were very funny, daddy, but that's the truth. Calm down, Master Jesus, calm down. We are waiting for you. Come down. Say, calm down, you are waiting for him. And I say, rise up, he is waiting for you. Yes. Direction is in your spirit.
Say, direction is in my spirit.
Direction is in my spirit.
The guidance of God is in my spirit.
The guidance of God is in my spirit.
I will bring it out. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. You will see there. It's in there.
Counsel in the heart of man is like a deep water. But a man of understanding will draw it out.
Please give me energy. If they didn't have the translation, do you have your energy here, sister? You see what he said. Do you have energy translation? New Living Translation? Good. Quickly. Can you see the deposit, the resources in your spirit? But you didn't draw it out. When are you going to start drawing them out? The greater resources is not crude oil. It's your spirit. Deposit. It's not there? Thank you. Hallelujah.
say, I'm ready to draw out the deposit that is within me. Though good advice lies deep within the heart. Good advice. Where did they lie? Excuse me. Where? What advice is in your heart? Good advice. A good one, not bad one. Rona, where is the good idea? It's in your spirit. My God. A person with understanding will draw it out. Bring it out. Trouble surface around. Depression surface. Everything surface. You say, give me time. Eko parakata. Elegedegede. You are there. 1 hour. 2 hours. Something short surface. Say, do like this. Are you out of it? You are. Sister, what is the secret? Cancer in the heart of man. It's like a deep. Only a man of understanding. A man without understanding will be looking for it somewhere. It's there. This is part of what the Holy Ghost will be showing you. You don't need to go to Brazil. It's in your heart. Psalm 16 verse 7. The resources of God is so much. Looking for minor. And he has made you a minor. Mind them out. The world is waiting to see. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins, my innermost being, also instruct me in the night season, in time of trouble. When trouble comes, he instructs you. The instruction is there. He wake it up. Say, this is it. This is it. This is it. If alternative, I will release you for the first one now. How many of you are blessed already? These are things that are you, but you need to wait to mine it out. As an executive in your office, you can enter the restroom. 10 minutes. Jack something out. If situation becomes difficult, just give me some time. In the next 1 hour, I give you answer. And you know the answer is there. Where did God deposit answers?
In our spirit.
Now, is there anybody richer than you now in this world? I'm asking a question, please. Riches and wealth, they are in you. But we refuse to mine it out. NLT of this passage, please. Thank you. The Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night. My heart instructs me. I'm not talking of the night we are now. I mean, night means trouble times. My heart instructs me. But do you know, before you can believe that it's there, you must know that they are there. You must know that it is. Again, I have to tell you this now with all authority and all boldness. Satan has no power anymore. The power that Satan uses today is deception. Deception. You are going to do, you think that this thing can happen? No. Is that? Where is counsel? Where is instructions? Where is answers? They are there. But when the Holy Ghost gives you utterance, as you are hurting out, you will not be realizing that they are there. They are there. They will be unveiling. They will be unveiling. As they keep unveiling. That's why you see me everywhere. You see me with Jota and Bible. Quickly jot it down. This is what you are saying. Do you understand my point? Eh? The resources that is in your spirit, you cannot finish mining them till the end of this world. Just keep mining the one that trusts you. Keep. Eh? Yes, you are the Lord. Deposit in that life?
No.
No. Do you think that God can create a woman without a deposit in that woman?
No.
The assignment He gave us is to search out what is within us and bring them out. That's the essence of Christianity. To live here, to live a successful and fulfilled life here on earth, all we need is already within. You have Jesus, the Son of God. You have the Holy Ghost within you. What next? Okay, you have the Creator of the world, or the world inside you. Okay, what next? What will you say you need again? But we did not mind this. Lift up your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
The potential that God deposited in me.
Potential that God.
I receive grace today.
I receive grace today.
To begin to bring them out.
To begin to bring them
in
out.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
My soul. You must agree with my body.
You must agree with my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And you must agree with my spirit. Say, I am a spirit.
I am not a soul.
I have a soul.
I am not a body.
But I live in a body. It's serious. You don't have a problem. The challenge now is that what you have, you are looking for it somewhere else. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this meeting will make a turning point in your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No sickness, no disease will survive in your body anymore.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because from today, your soul and your body will follow the dictation of your spirit.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website, www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.